Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Makot Daf Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud, taking a look at Mishnah Bet and then the first half of Mishnah Gimel in the first parak of Masechet Makot. And both of these sections that are brought together are what seemingly is a parallel machloket, doubled over machloket, between Rav Meir and Chachamim, about the punishment for edim zomim. Me'edim anu be'ish ploni shechayav l'chavero matayim zuz. Say a person gives testimony, two people give testimony, somebody owes zuz, zomim, turns out the zomim, lokinu mishalmin, they get makot, and they have to pay the 200. Shelo Hashem v'yam l'dei makot v'yam l'dei tashlumin. Literally, the name that brings them to makot doesn't bring them to tashlumin. What that means is that the prohibition that's going to cause makot is a separate prohibition that generates the liability for mamon. We'll see that in the second piece. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's position. Chachamim omrim kol hamishalem eino lokeh. As long as the violation you have is one that is subject to reparation by payment, then there are no malkot, and therefore you do not get malkot in such a case. That's Chachamim. The next piece, which is the beginning of Mishnah Gimel, mi'idim anish plonish yuchayav malkot arbaim. Let's say you give testimony that somebody is obligated to get makot. He's liable for makot, meaning they testified chal yontif, already wore shatnez, or whatever it may be, that would generate a liability for makot, and it turns out there's zomim. Then, what is Rav Meir's position? Lokin shmonim. They get 80, right? Why? Because of lot mishum lotan every achayid shaker, the prohibition in the aseret hadibrot perjury. Mishum asit them kasher zaman. Plus, you have to give them what they were going to give to the guy. Divrei Rav Meir. Chomer me'en lokim ela arbaim. Chachamim's position is they only get 40. Now the Gemara will immediately assess this machloket. Bishlamal Rabbanan kederi shatokti. I understand why the Rabbanan say that you only get mamon and not makot, because the Torah said that when you give the punishment, it's kederi shato per his evil, meaning you can only hold him liable for one rishah, meaning you can only administer one punishment for a particular crime and not two. Elo the Rav Meir Maitama. What's Rav Meir's reason for saying that you get both? Amar Ula. So Ula proposed the following. Gamar mi Motzi Shemra. He says that Rav Meir learned it from Motzi Shemra. What's the case of Motzi Shemra? It's the case of Shakitze. If a man marries a girl, and the assumption is that she is a Betula, and we have to posit that he married her he betrothed her at a time before, let's say she was 3, and then he married her when she was when he married her, he found her not to be a betula, or he claimed she was not a betula, which means that his claim is that she had relations outside of the marriage, because there's no way that she could have had bia before 3 that it would count at all. And in that case, what's the punishment? He gets makot for besmirching her name and her family's name, and he has to pay 100 shekels. Not call, that doesn't mean every case. It means it's possible to have malkot and tashlumin. The challenge is, mala motzi shemra shekhen knas. Motzi shemra is a knas. Clearly, motzi shemra is in a category by itself, like any other knas, which therefore cannot be a model for other cases. The answer is we saw this in the previous podcast. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that Edim Zomim are a knas, and the proof to that is the fact that they didn't really accomplish anything, yet they have to pay. And therefore, since he holds like Rabbi Kiva that Edim Zomim are a knas, you can infer Edim Zomim from Motzi Shemra. Now, Iker Matli Lahadu Ula Aha Tanya Lototim and Arboker, etc. Just 1 second to explain that. Some people learned that statement of Ula as not being a comment on our Mishnah and Rav Meir, as being a whole different thing. And that is, we have the following pasuk in Sefer Shmot, Perek Yud Bet, in Parshat Bo, The Korban Pesach cannot be left over until morning. Anything left over till morning, you have to burn. Now, how do we analyze that? Torah gave a mitzvah asay following the lav. Lomar she'ein lo kina lav. To tell you, instead of getting makot, fix it by burning it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, what we call a lav hanitak asay. Rekiva omer lo min hashem muzer. Rekiva said, right result, wrong reason. Ela mishum davi lelav she'ein bo maaseh. To leave something over till morning, lo tatermen ar boker, you didn't do any act. You just sat there and watched the morning come. Bechol lav she'ein bo maaseh in lo kina lav. Rabbi Kiva said, you do not get makot for a lav she'in b'maseh. We don't give makot for speaking lashon hara. We don't give makot for hating your brother in your heart, etc. Now, Michlal Rabbi Yudas of our lav she'in b'maseh lo kin alav. Obviously, Rabbi Yudas of the opinion that you do get makot for a lav which is one of inaction. Because that's why he had to say that therefore the asay of Anotar Menor by Boka Ish Yisrofu is there to say this one you don't get makot for because there's a fix. Menale, where did Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that you get makot for a lav of inaction? Amar Ula gam motzi shemra. That's where Ula said he inferred it from motzi shemra. But ma motzi shemra lav shen b'maseh lo kina lav hafko lav shen b'maseh lo kina lav. So now what we're inferring from motzi shemra is not the fact that you could get both malkot and tashlumin at the same time or for the same crime, but rather that you get makot for something which does not involve any action. Alright, so kol av shein b'maseh lo kina lav, we learn from motzi shemra. Now, the challenge to that is mala motzi shemra shekem lo kem mishalem. So now the thing that we were proving before now becomes a challenge, which is motzi shemra is clearly an extremely severe law because in that case we administer two punishments. So how can you learn from there that you get makot for a lav shen maseh in general? So Shlokesh provided a second piece, which is we learn from edim zomim. Our case, ma edim zomim lav shein bo maseh lo kina lav afko lav shein bo maseh lo kina lav. Edim zomim is a lav shein bo maseh, meaning they didn't do anything; they just talked, they lied, and they get makot. So any lav shein maseh in lo kina lav. Challenge is ma edim zomim shekein ein tzrichin atra'ah. They have a particular stringency, which is you don't need to warn them in advance, and they're still chayav. The answer is motzi shemra yochiach. Motzi shemra will prove, what does it prove? It'll prove that the lack of the requirement of hatra'ah is not what generates the makot, because motzi shemra does need hatra'ah, and you get makot. Chazar hadin, and things go back and forth. Lo rizekir rizeva, lo rizekir rizeva. I mean, each perspective is different. Motzi Shemra has a special chumra that you get two punishments. Edim Zomim has a special chumra in that you have no requirement of hatra'ah. Hatzara Shaveshman, what do they have in common? Lav Shem Maseh Lo Kina Lav. There are lavim of inaction. And you get Makot, Avko Lav Shem Maseh and Lo Kina Lav. Now the question is, Mal Hatzara Shaveshman and Shekin Knas. But wait a second, Edim Zomim and Motzi Shemra are both Knas. So therefore we cannot apply it to Lotu Timon Boker. So the answer is Halokasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Lassava, Lak, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Kiva and says that Edim Zomim is not a knas, and therefore he says, I got one knas, I got one mamon, I got one without a tra'ah, I got one double punishment. The only thing I can find in common is Lav Shin Vaseh, Makot. To Ella, here's the challenge. Malatzar Shaben, Shekin Shaben, Sar Chamur. The thing that they have in common is also each one is super stringent in one way. This one doesn't require hatra'ah, and this one gets the double punishment. Rabbi Yehuda, tzar chamur lo parech. Rabbi Yehuda's answer to that is, I'm not concerned with the fact that it's not called sharing something in common, that they both have a chumrah, if it's not the same chumrah. Like Rashi points out, since the chumras are different, it's clearly not the chumrah that's generating the makot, although the commonality. What's the commonality? Lav shen b'maseh. Okay, so we solved that. Now, v'rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to do? How do they interpret the famous pasuk, then Aseret HaDibrot, if not to generate a lav that's going to get makot? That is there as the warning for Edim Zomin. Remember, you cannot give an onish without a warning. So the Torah says what to do if there are Edim Zomin. Where did the Torah say you can't do it? So the answer is, Lotan Evre Echa Eid Shaker. Rabbi Meir, here. So where is Rabbi Meir going to find the Azara? Azara lead him some min manale. I'm Rabbi Yirmi Anafko imi haviyani shari mishmu v'yira v'lo yasifu ad lasot. And the end of the parsha of Edim Zomim, it says everybody around has to listen and see what happens to these Edim Zomim, so they shouldn't do it again. So you see there's a warning built in. So the Rabbanan say, Hahumi Bayale la Hachraza, that passage is needed for Hachraza. Remember, Edim Zomim and Ben Soramora and Macy, among others, have a special din of Hachraza. When they're about to be executed, there's an announcement made. There was a Gemar Din, and if anybody knows any schut for them, etc. So Yishmu v'Yirau. Meir says Hachrazah mi Yishmu v'Yirau nafka. He says Hachrazah I learned from Yishmu v'Yirau, and the end of the pasuk, v'lo yosifu lasot, that's there for an azara le'edim zomim, which means as follows: according to Reb Meir, lo tan re'achayit shaker is a lav, and even though it's a lav shem masa, you get makot for it. Sharim Yishmu v'Yirau is Hachrazah. The Sifu Lazot is the Azhara Le'edim Zomim. Rabbanan say, Lo Tan Re'echad Shaker, that's the Azhara. And Ran Sharim Yishmu V'Yirau V'lo Yisifu Lazot, that's the Din of Hachraza, and they get it from the entire Pasuk. Okay, the end of Mishnah Gimel is here. Mishalshin Mamamun Ve'en Mishalshin Makot. We have that in the first podcast. The end of the podcast. The Edim Zomim means split up by the percentages, their obligation of Mamon, but not for Makot, meaning, and we'll see an example. Okay. If they testified falsely that this guy owes that guy 200 zuz, each guy gives 100. If there's four of them, each guy gives 50. But if they give testimony that the guy is chayav malkot, they said he did malach anyanta, for instance, or ate chazer, each guy gets 40. We don't say this guy gets 20, this guy gets 20. Now, manahani mili, how do we know that we don't split it up for makot? So we have a machloket. Amar Abaye, nema rasha b'chavei malkiot, the famous pasuk, v'yayim bina kot ha-rasha. V'nema rasha b'chavei mitot beiti. The word rasha, and we saw this comparison many times in Sanhedrin. The word rasha is also used at the in Parshat Maaseh, asher hu rasha lamut, talking about a murderer. Just like with somebody who's going to be executed, you can't execute half of him. Therefore, you also can't have half malkot. Can't have you get 20 and you get 20. That's right. Rava Amar Ba'ina Kashazaman V'lasod L'Achi V'Leika. He has a very simple solution. Why is it that you can't split the malkot? Because you were trying to get this guy to get 40 malkot, 39. So, if you get only 18, it has to be a 3 by times 3, multiple of 3, if you only get 18, you're not getting kasher zaman. So if that's the case, the challenge to Rav is, the same thing is true on Momon. You try to make this guy lose 200, you're only losing 100, has half of the Edu. The answer is, Momon mitztaref, Malkot lo mitztaref. That Momon accumulates 100 here, 100 there, together makes 200. Malkot doesn't. Which means that there's a fundamental difference between administering a liability, an obligation for Edim Zomim to make restitution to the person they were trying to take to hurt financially, in which case it's all about restitution and my part and your part together add up to give him proper restitution for what he stood to lose. Be the difference in that, and if I was going to get the other guy punished wrongly, then I have to bear the entire punishment. Each one of us has to bear the entire punishment that he would have had. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with Mishnah Dalad in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.